I'm Rose Guthrie, and I work as a charge nurse in the dementia unit, but I'm also the counsellor for the home. The counselling role involves working with clients or residents who come into the home, perhaps young disabled people who are just admitted to the home, and it's about working with also relatives and maybe staff as well. People coming into the home, that's a big change in lifestyle. It's a lot of change in life. So I'd be working with the resident or the client, the adaptation to change. It's adapting to losing independence, especially in the young disabled unit. It might be working with sexuality, because that's a very important part of the person. We are all sexual people, so therefore it's important that they're able to express what their feelings are. It's about how they can cope with that, what we can do to make it as much as possible still part of their life. And I'm there to support and help them through that. Quite often, family do not want their relative, their mother or their father, to actually be in the care home. It's because of circumstances they're unable to cope with in their own home. They feel very guilty about putting their loved one into a home, and it's working through those kind of issues. Or you might have a family where the brother is for the nursing home and perhaps the daughter is saying, I would really like to have mum at home. So there's lots of issues come up for family in that way. Someone who's been admitted to the home, there would be observation as to how they're settling in. And some people do settle in very well because they've had preparation to think, I would like to go into a nursing home. That is their decision. But there's other people who come into a home feeling a bit reticent that they're here, that they haven't got family to look after them. And it's like working with a person who has loss of home, it's loss of many, many angles. Their whole lifestyle changes. And so it's helping them look at those issues and being able to voice it to someone who's not emotionally connected, where it's very difficult with family to explain that. I do work with other agencies. I work closely with the GP that comes into the home. I would also be working with a psychiatrist or a couple of them. And I could be working with staff. And if there's issues come up, perhaps for an adolescent in the family, then I would be referring to someone who would be working with adolescents. So I have linking up with other networks there and other agencies to provide support.
It's not just like choosing a new house, because in that instance you would have all of your own family round about you, and they don't have their own family round about them 24 hours a day, so the staff play a very, very key role. Sometimes that's very minor in just making sure that they're the ones who make all the extra frequent visits, that they get to know all the same faces over and over again, that they've maybe met their key worker before they were admitted. Out in the community they've got a face that they already know when they do come into the home. Other times it can be more than that. They can need more. Very often, especially if they still have a spouse, it can be a very emotional issue, and it can be a situation where they're not very sure if the marriage is actually going to survive the point that it's reached, meaning that the level of dependency and strain that's put on both parties before the person's admitted to the home, because sometimes within the community they can reach a very high level of dependence and feeling guilty about how they feel about each other, etc., before they do come into the home. Sometimes the spouse feels very guilty, that there's this sense of relief that, oh my goodness, you know, this won't happen again at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I won't be rushing to the hospital in an ambulance 3 hours later, and I know that they'll be looked after and people will be looking out for them 24 hours a day, and I feel like I can finally have a whole night's sleep. And then, oh, I shouldn't be thinking like that. But it is, it's very human nature. So often, like, the support on admission is as much for the relatives as it is for the new resident. Sometimes the new resident is actually more accepting of it and has already worked these issues through in their mind, and the family haven't, or the close friends haven't. And that can be very, very stressful for them. One of the ways in which some of the stress can be taken out of being a new admission is in trying to maintain some of the links and the interests that the person had before they were admitted. Now, sometimes they can't do that to full capacity. Perhaps they raced homing pigeons, but that doesn't mean to say that they probably couldn't go to the local pigeon society and join in with their weekly meetings or their monthly meetings and still be involved in the news and who's rearing the best birds and things like that. That just because they can't actually physically do exactly what they were doing before, they can still be very involved in different things. After admission, we try to gauge how successful that's been. Very initially, after the first 6 weeks of admission, we ask the resident or the nearest relative to complete a short questionnaire where they can actually say, did they find that their admission to the home was helpful? What things did they like? Did they feel that they understood what they were coming into? Did the staff understand their needs? Were the staff polite? Did they have all the information they needed to make the decision, etc.?